There we go.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order, February 28th, 2019, Bunkville Town Advisory Board. We will start out with the Pledge of Allegiance by Chad and then a prayer by Casey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to meet here today and discuss the affairs of Bunkville. We ask you to be with us, that we'll have thy guidance and wisdom. Father, we ask you to be also with the national and state and local leaders, that as they're leading our country, that they'll do so in a manner pleasing unto thee and keep and seek guidance from thee. And Father, we thank thee for all that thou hast blessed us with, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Everybody here, public comment, appears devoted to comments by general public about agendas, items on the agenda. Anybody wants to bring anything up? Good. Just so you guys know, we don't usually have a whole lot there because usually we open up during the agenda item, but for Clark County policy, you kind of have that available. Okay, approval of the November 29th, 2018 minutes, possible action. So three, you weren't there, it's...
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for November 29, 2018.
Okay, it's been had a motion and a second on that for the November 29, 2018 minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Approval agenda for February 28, 2019, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. There's one change that looks like we need to have on here on item number one. We need to we have to have an item number one. We have to choose a chair and vice chair, which is not on the agenda.
That's not on the agenda.
So it'll be before everything else. We'll do that. That's okay. The only change that I have. And the change
well,
that wants to
it's
make.
It's got it on one right there. To elect. Is that what?
General. It's got it on 7.
7-1.
Yeah, general business.
I should put a note here, accept agenda with change to go to general business. Item number one, choose chair and vice chair.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna skip over.
So we're just moving there's other. To the front.
We'll move that general business first, and then we'll move on.
So 7 is gonna move ahead of their other items.
Okay.
Do we need a motion to do that?
Yeah, I do.
I'll make a motion to move item 7, general business, and the 1, 2, 3, and 4 up ahead of the other agenda items, or at least above 5.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. All right, we'll move on to section 7 then, general business. 1, Bunkville Town Advisory Board to elect a chair and vice chair to serve for a 2-year term for discussion and possible action. Do we have any motions?
Well, discussion-wise, you're...
So the way the rule works on this is if you are the current chair, you cannot be at the next 2-year period.
And you cannot be the vice chair.
You cannot be the vice chair either for a 2-year period.
I looked over those.
So the only one that doesn't have to worry about being nominated. Just so you know, last year... Or 2 years ago, if you weren't here, you got nominated. So it's good.
I know. I was hoping somebody would be here. Because that's how Dwayne served 4 years ago. Is that how you served two years ago?
No, I was here. I just got suckered into it.
All right.
Okay. What the chair does basically runs the meetings.
You take and post the...
No, she does that. She'll check with you ahead of time to make sure there's any agenda items you want on there. If anybody wants agenda items, you can either call him or just... We'll just email them in too if you want some on the agenda. Just make sure it gets to
you. Call the chair, in other words.
You can call the chair and have them put it on, or send an email to everybody just kind of saying you want it on there. And
gotcha.
So we just nominate someone.
Nominate someone a second, and then.
I nominate Vern Pollock, service chair.
I second.
Motion second for Ron Pollock to be the chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
We have four. That's four and one against.
Motion carries.
All right. We have a motion for a vice chair.
Well, based on that, I'd like to nominate Chad Jensen as the vice chair.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Motion second to nominate Chad Jensen for vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Passes 5-0.
Thank you. You'll be that job.
All right. You want to take over?
Oh, do I take over now?
I don't know.
You carry on. We'll.
Okay. Item two, Bunkville Town Advisory Board to approve yearly meeting calendar for discussion and possible action. So we have actually already gone through this last meeting and we taken some dates off and made some changes. So.
And they were basically
got rid of holidays.
There was some to do with Valentine's Day. We didn't want to do that one on the 14th of.
And then there was like Halloween February. And
yeah.
A couple.
And there was one about Halloween that we didn't want to do.
Just so you know, unless we change our bylaws, we only actually have to have a meeting every quarterly. So if items don't come up, we will not have meetings on a regular schedule unless you guys want to. We'll go quarterly if there's nothing that comes up.
That's the way the bylaws
are. So now. We can't really change that. In the bylaws, but it makes it nice. We changed that a few years ago because we were not having agenda items and we were coming every month. So we did that. So we did that. So it was a little less to worry about. So
as it sits now, it looks like it's on the schedule. At least it shows that we have one every couple of weeks. But if nothing general then, items,
right, we'll just bypass it. Yep.
Yeah, and these are call meeting if there's zoning item or something that we need to.
Kind of like this meeting here, we haven't had a meeting yet. Where are we? The end of February. There's probably already been two or three meetings on the agenda, but there hasn't been anything that's happened. Okay. So.
Right.
So do we have a motion to approve that calendar?
I move that we approve the calendar for meeting schedule.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion second that we approve it as stated on the calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay, three, Bunkville Town Advisory Board to review and or revise bylaws for discussion possible action. Note on this, we can only vote to change day of the meeting and the time of the meeting is held. That's a note I have here, so.
I say we leave them as they are. I read through them the other day and it looked good to me. I don't have any issue with the bylaws.
Okay, a motion then?
Yeah. Well, do we need a motion? Review and or revise?
Just to keep them where they
just,
are.
Yeah, we just.
Yep. Is that a motion?
Continue.
Yeah, I move that we leave the bylaws as they stand.
I'll second them.
Okay, the motion second. Do we remain as they are? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Bunkville Town Advisory Board to approve letter of support for the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. For discussion and possible action. So what this is it is a letter that we send every year to Grant that helps for the Silver Rider. Mesquite, I believe, also applies for the grant. Keep we apply for the grant. Helps pay for some of the services to keep the Silver Rider running between here and Mesquite because it's not a real profitable thing. So we've approved it the last, I don't know how many times. That's basically all it is saying we support it. They can go for the grant. We're all right with it.
They're, I mean, we know people that use it.
Yeah, it's used here in Bunkerville.
Yeah. Come home and
several people.
So,
questions or motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve a letter of support for the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition / Silver Rider.
For a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the letter for the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay, we'll go back up to informational items. So notice in here, we usually have an introduction. So I guess we'll let you introduce yourself now. Yeah, he's Bill M., but usually we have an introduction before. We already know. Oh, I guess we'll let you both, because I guess I know him a lot, but we'll let them both introduce themselves so you guys know. So go ahead.
So I'm Ellen Lopez with Clark County Parks and Recreation. The specialist that used to program most of the activities for the Bunkerville Park and Recreation Center is retired. So I will be stepping in to fulfill that role. So if you guys have any
questions. Who was that?
Gail Lindsay.
Gail retired, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
So if you guys need, you know, if you guys have any ideas for activities, you find a need in the community, just talk to me about it and we'll make something happen.
Cool. Perfect. Thanks.
Lee Kirk, I work for the Bureau of Land Management. I'm the acting monument manager for Gold Butte National Monument. I work out of Las Vegas, Philadelphia, BLM. I've been with the BLM 15 years, since 2003. Started off as an outdoor recreation planner, and then I'm planning environmental according to my current actual title. So we do a lot of NEPA documents, and then I was also a project manager for a resource management plan that we're working on. So I've been the acting monument manager since it started, so I'm still doing that. So today I'm just presenting on a project that we're working on. I come when I can. I've been going through this for almost a year now, a little more than a year. I just come provide updates on Gold Butte so everyone kind of knows what's going on. This is one of the projects I'm actually looking at. I'm going to go over, with, over tonight, try to get some new feedback and information so that you guys know what we're doing. Not a lot going on in Gold Butte at this time. There was a big monument review that happened nationally. There were some recommendations for Gold Butte. There has, the president hasn't acted on those recommendations, and so until that time, just kind of have us pretty much low-key on any planning we're doing. So we'll just see a few things going on. Some directional signs are being put up, and then this project here. So I usually just give updates when I'm here.
You're actually up. Informational items one.
Okay.
You're a large management. You're up.
Hey, you could be sitting down or need to stand up. Or?
You're good. Okay.
So, is anyone not familiar with Gold Butte National Monument and some of these sites I'm going to be talking about a little bit more in depth? Or not, but the project we're working on, there's in Gold Butte National Monument, there's three culturally sensitive sites that received pretty good recreational use: Falling Man, Kirk's Grotto, and Whitney Pocket. And so we got a grant or got funding from the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. Anytime BLM land is sold within the Las Vegas Valley, that money goes into a pot. Some money goes to schools and different things, but it goes into this big pot that the cities and the counties and the state can apply for money for special projects. So we received funding to look at these three sites, to improve the sites, look at the cultural sites that are there, see if we can improve the recreational amenities there and protect those sites. As Gold Butte has been receiving a lot more use, it's starting to increase more email about it, so we're just trying to kind of address those issues. And what I'll do today is just kind of go over, or tonight, go over some of the amenities and different things we're looking at, kind of go over the site in general and see if you guys have any feedback on it. So the first one, if you, and this is just a general, the first is just a general where those locations are generally located, and then I'll kind of get into the next one. So, Falling Man, if you're not familiar with Falling Man, it's about a mile or two off that country byway, the main road that goes into Gold Butte. It's a prehistoric vegetation site, petroglyph site, very popular, very known site. There is kind of a primitive parking area that's there now. The road's sometimes good, sometimes bad, just depends on what happens. But what we're doing right now, proposing a few things. Right now, like I said, there's that primitive parking area. There is a trail that kind of gets you back into the petroglyphs and the different areas. It's just an old roadbed. What we're proposing, possibly proposing, is putting a for sure kiosk information, possibly a vault toilet in that area. I mentioned we do have funding to do the environmental analysis, which will be the next step in this process, and to, if we needed to, build the vault toilet and the turbine information. What we'd have to consider is if how we're going to maintain those facilities. We don't have, this doesn't provide funding after they're built to maintain them. So we'd have to work with partners or have funding to that to do that. So that's something we're going to have to consider. That road would have to be maintained so someone can get back there, pump the toilets, clean the toilets, provide toilet paper. So we're going to have to come with that portion. So for sure we'll do the analysis on those things. Some things we might do now or may decide not to do depending on all those factors and how we're going to do that. So. But for Falling Man site, vault toilet, kiosk information kind of describing the area, talking about the cultural sites and protection and being respectful of the area, and then possibly designating some trails in that area. So we'd have like maybe a self-guided tour. You could get a pamphlet. You could walk through and see the different sites in a way.
So the proposed trail would be foot?
Yeah.
Foot trail.
Yeah. So we're just looking at it. You can park there. And so right now you just kind of follow the road and you kind of scramble everywhere. So we might just look at some roads or some trails maybe guiding. So these are kind of conceptual idea, if anything, maybe the trails might need to be moved once they actually go in, and they might have to do some cultural, kind of do some documentation, look in it, and they may say, okay, this trail won't work, it's going right through that site. So that's some of the things we'll have to just kind of be aware of, that this trail might change. But that's kind of some of the concepts of the falling there.
What's this Carsonite post with these stickers on it at each petroglyph location?
So it's kind of two things. Either one saying, here's a Carsonite saying, you know, just the typical language, please don't disturb any of the archaeological sites. Or it's also having maybe a guided tour that takes you, that could be a number of pamphlets, say, okay, site one is this site, and so you know what you're kind of looking at. So it's kind of like some ideas that we're throwing around. Does that make sense? So it's protecting it, making you aware of it, educating, and also if we decide, like, mark the trails to it. This site, you can view it at this, you know, good distance without being right on the site.
Yes, my recommendation on that was put your sign at the kiosk at the beginning and don't have crap all over out there. And then don't put a trail system out there and let people scramble, because that's kind of the fun of it. It's exploring and finding stuff rather than having to be guided around. I guess that's the way I am. I'd rather go around and find stuff around the corner rather than say, oh, I'm going to go find this here and find this there. So I would say lead out maybe the road to get there. I mean, it's the road at least to drive up to get right up to it. It's the trail now. And then from there, I'd say let them walk around, explore, rather than have to be led by a collar around it.
So this is kind of across from...
This is before Whitney Park. You take a road to the right, and it goes down towards the lake, kind of.
Oh, okay.
You think and then, right at the first rock, I think?
Yeah, it's like the first big rock. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the name of that, but yeah.
You cut from there.
It's a pretty cool... There's a lot of pictures. Now, I'm not sure how you'd even mark them, because there's so many here and there hidden around, so you'd have to have, like, markers all over the place.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of a conceptual idea, and I think when they kind of did this at the time, archaeologists were like, well, here's what they could do.
That's what I recommend, is don't funnel people to one spot. Let them explore and actually find stuff rather than have a leash around you and tell you where to go. And I mean, that's part of nature's finding stuff.
Because I've been at Whitney on pockets and then cut across the road and over into an area, and there's some petroglyphs over there, I recall. They're all over.
Are you talking about the conservation? He's got a bunch
of... Oh, yeah, kind of the... Yeah, where they have the water thing.
Yeah,
there's a few other spots here and there where you find some, but yeah, that's kind of a bigger
one.
Falling Man's got a lot of them. You can go.
Falling Man's known. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It looks like a Falling Man. And actually, in Las Vegas on the 215, they actually have one of the things on it. So
if you walk a ways down, there's one of tons of them on.
So it's very quite a ways down. I mean, I've explored some of it, but I'm sure there's a lot more.
There's a lot
of
rocks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I'll leave it natural. It's my recommendation.
Okay, if you guys want to turn to the next page. Kurt's Grotto is a little bit further out. It is along the backcountry byway. You got to go further. I guess it's the northwestern tip of the backcountry byway. The road to that can be washed out at times, the main road in, and you have to kind of go further back to get it. So it does get washed out, so maintaining that access to that would be even more work to do. Because it is a remote site. And this again is a petroglyph site. It's got the grotto itself, and there's some petroglyphs, and there's more sites that I don't even know all the sites to that. So there is a primitive parking area there as well that's kind of post and cabled, and there's like an old road bed you go down. Definitely that would have to at least get some work, because it's not sustainable to people walking down. You know, a lot of erosion from that. So more than likely, anything that would at least be repaired. Either a switchback or steps or some sort. Again, the idea and the same concept here is a possible trail. This one probably has less scrambling. There'd be some more options for better trails here.
This will be better options, yeah.
Yeah, so this one definitely, this is where you have the guided, self-guided tour. It might take you to the site, and then the information might be on that pamphlet, what you're looking at, in a way. The idea is just to kind of control some of the, educate the people. Obviously, once you build, more people will come. Could always cause problems, but it's pretty known. These sites are pretty known at this point. But it's basically the same thing, kiosk information, trails, fault totem. Again, this one's further out, doesn't get as much use, it'll be much harder to maintain just by the roads itself and getting a vehicle out there to be able to do that. So we'd have to definitely consider that.
I had a hard time seeing a bathroom out there and servicing it as well.
Right here, a low facility or low maintenance vault toilets and parking area is what they
Yeah, it's just that, you know, it gets dirty quick. People still have toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. These vault toilets are similar to the ones like, what is there, Overton Trail, is that
there? Yeah, it's very similar to that. So something that we
try. So I believe Chad has the porta potties out there right now, right?
Yes.
So you know how hard it is to get out of those areas.
Like we, I've talked to you now, it's coming together. Yeah, I do have two porta potties out there. Just at this Whitney Pocket site, that's where they're at.
Yeah, so people seem to really like them. So
they're used. Anything that much?
Yeah. I'm sure you fill them up one weekend, probably in the spring.
Yeah. Well, there's still groups that go out there that call and get their own toilets. I mean, it's when they're big groups out there, they don't get hampers, man.
So that's just kind of Kirk's Grotto, again, a little bit further out. But it's really kind of, you get out there, you really need kind of spot to go itself. And then the last spot is Whitney Pocket. That's the main area off the paved backcountry byway where most people stage or camp. There's an old civilian conservation corps dam there, a trough and a storage area that's, you know, I guess it's been used by a lot of urban areas, the bathrooms, I guess, and so it's pretty gross. And so that's one of the areas where maybe a bathroom is really needed. That's where I hear the most were like, please get a bathroom out there.
Pretty popular.
Again, we'd have a kiosk, possibly a bathroom information out there saying, here's the site. I mean, there might be some restoring the site as well where it's needed, anywhere it might be needed. So, and that's site A. And then site B is there is a rock shelter area and some, I guess, some petroglyphs in that area too. So there is some fencing right there, just maybe to kind of keep the parking area from creeping out further. In the future, if there is any major planning in Goldview, that area might be designed. I don't know. That's not sure how far that is down the line. When you ever move forward, that what that would look like. Again, you'd have to deal with maintaining all that stuff. And then we also go through all the public comments a lot as well, get public comments. So that's kind of what we're looking at for these two sites. I have been, there is suggestions, maybe one of the bathrooms get over at the other kiosk, so it's more centrally located. So maybe if it's not at site A, maybe it's moved over to the first kiosk right off the backcountry byway, maybe it's a better location so that you don't have two right next to each other. You have more, as they're going down to Goldview town site, it might be the last stop they can see.
Where the toilet is now, right?
So that's some idea. So we just have to be careful because this project is kind of scope specific, so it has to be in a certain area. So I can't do way too far beyond this because the whole point is to protect the cultural sites and improve the recreation amenities. So right now, this is, I'm just gathering. I've gone to the city of Mesquite, city council, presented there. Been to Wapa Valley Town Board, presented there. The Cocopelli ATV Club, they had, went to their club membership or club meeting. Presented there, and then I'm going to the Friends of Goldview tomorrow, their board meeting. So I've been doing where I can to reach out to kind of get some information. Met with a few of the tribes so far as well to kind of get some information. So generally not a whole lot of comments coming in, but it seems like people are okay with most stuff we're looking at. So a lot of stuff we'll have to consider too is what if we do some of the trails, you're going to have to kind of a buffer if they do find a more significant site somewhere that has to be moved. So the next step is then, since I'm getting all this information, we'll then begin to do the environmental assessment. So that's where we have to look at all the impacts of what we're doing. We analyze, okay, if we put a trail here, a toilet here, and different things, and that will go back out to the public as well, so you can see what the impacts of what we're proposing. Usually like a 30-day public comment period, and then from there, if there's any adjustments we need to make based off that. I do anticipate we'll still analyze bathrooms there, so if we ever decide in the future to do it, we don't have to do the process again. So we might have alternatives. We have only one bathroom, one alternative. We have all three bathrooms, at least to analyze it so we can look at the effects of it. So
is there three or kind of four? I think sort of
four total.
Four total.
Yes.
Bathrooms, all toilets.
Yeah.
Men's and women's, just like.
Yeah, just a typical, just one toilet, one hole.
No, that's a pretty good setup.
So I think the biggest thing for me, I don't like to see dirty bathrooms, so. And there's been suggestions about if we had water on site so it could be clean, but you know, we're way out, our office is way out there, so we can get people up here on a regular basis. We need a contract to get them cleaned and plus toilet paper and different things. So all those things we need to consider when we need to build.
I guess not a suggestion, I put as little fencing as you can. No one likes fencing. Fencing out in nature makes you feel like you're getting told what you have to do. So that's kind of a negative in our community, is seeing fencing go up anywhere. So if there's a way to do stuff without putting fencing, I think you're going to be much better received by local people.
We always bring this up, Lee, about the road going out there, which probably you don't have. I mean, where does it start? I mean, how much of this is, probably most of the road going out there is not even on this, on the monument.
Yeah, well, you got the backcountry byway that starts off with Riverside Road 170 and cuts through all the private properties. Then you, it's all BLM going up, and the monument's probably 10-15 miles from there where the monument sign is. And it's all paved up until the Whitney Pocket, and it is kind of...
Yeah, I use quotation marks when you say paved.
Paved, yeah.
Have you been out there lately?
Yeah.
Is there a project that fixed that?
You know, we've been going after this for at least 15 years that I've been here asking for the road to be fixed, and we've gotten...
Yeah, well, we've talked about just milling it up, taking it off, and that might be better, but...
So I can kind of give you an update on what we're going to try to do. So I know Clark County goes out there once a year, and they try to fill some of the potholes. You take about 50 tons of that coal mix. We're going to put another additional 50 tons. And at the end of March, beginning of April, we're going to have volunteers go out and assist to try to fill as many of the bad holes, temporary holes. I brought the engineers out there 2 weeks ago to kind of get an assessment, so we can say, hey, what are some things we could do, so we can, like, what's the temporary fixes we can do to the long-term fixes, because do we rip it up? Do we get a grant? There are grants available that you can get. It's just a matter of kind of getting kind of a game plan of what to do. So do we pay money up front and pave it, then people just go faster, and or do we...
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
you get to the sites quicker.
So that's just something that we consider. So what we're going to do is, one of the rec planners is going to GPS the road and say, okay, this is where it's paved, dirt, potholes, so they can get an assessment. I might have some funding to do a little bit work now until we can get something in the future, but we are definitely making it a high priority. That's something we can look at, so we're going to do what we can to make it better. So we'll do the small things, like get the worst potholes now, but then we'll look at a long-term plan.
You know, we've talked about this in the past. You know, we're inviting people to come. The backcountry byway came in. We didn't want that. They put it in. That brought more people. Now we're making a national monument, bringing more people. So the government is just saying, come, but they're not providing the road that you need to have there. I mean, I rode out there with my wife on my motorcycle the other day, because we were going out to see that Arvada Ranch out there, and even with a motorcycle, you can't miss the potholes. So how are you going to miss them on a car? You know, it's just, it's horrible. You know, it's got to be.
You're going pretty fast, nonetheless.
You can still go kind of quick on that.
I send a pump truck out there.
It did take me 35 minutes to get all the way out there.
Save the wear and tear on that truck.
But it's, I mean, that we've told you. I mean, when Secretary of Interior was here, he says, look, you know, you're inviting people to come here. What's the deal?
So
fix the road if you want people to come. If not, don't promote it. You know, that's just causing more problems for us here. So, but PLM's never address that, and I don't know if they're...
I'm going to try. I won't make any promises, but we definitely took the engineers out there, and we just got to get a GPS and make an assessment, and might have some funding to see if we can at least get the major potholes. There's different things that are coming out. I guess NDOT has, and you can at least temporarily, like, at least get the potholes fixed, and then from there determine if we need to rip it up or repave it. Okay.
Is that
where there's grants and stuff?
Is that the stuff I've seen over here?
Yeah, this stuff right here you see is...
Is that the coal? That's
how it's going out.
So we're working with Clark County, and they don't want the old.
Okay.
And we get volunteers out there to help the
old. And Terry's really good to call me and let me know they're doing that and ask me where the worst spots are. So if you ever hear bad spots, tell me and I'll tell. Terry's over the roads, so he usually calls me and asks me, and I'll tell him what I hear is the worst spots, and he'll kind of try and hit those, but...
So finally make a small dent in it.
Yeah, it does. He does like 2 miles, and that's all that it goes... So
if you guys are interested in coming out, let me know, and you can sign up as a volunteer. And kind of just spend 2 weeks, as many people we can get, to finish up.
It's at the end of March, 1st of April.
Yeah. So we're going to do it in January, but then we'll shut down. So.
You guys should just work without getting paid. That's how we do in the private business. We don't get to shut down. We just work, and maybe we don't get paid for it.
Any other questions or suggestions or anything?
Nope. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, nothing on plan and zoning. Next, we go comments by the general public. If there's anything we can't vote on or anything, just anyone wants to bring anything up for comment.
I had a few things.
Go ahead.
Another project work on there's, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but there's some springs that have leopard frogs. They're like not in danger or threatened yet, but they only live in certain areas. They're going to do some rehab to those springs, and so you might see some equipment going out there and different things to kind of fix that up. And then they're also proposing there's a 20 acres, they're going to try to do some restoration along the Virgin River. It's not in Gold Butte, but they're going to try to mow down some of the tamarisk and rehab and get it back to its function.
Is that the Department of Forestry doing that, or is it
the BLMS?
Because the Department of Forestry has been coming in and doing quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe contract them out.
It's on private land. They have a grant to do it. So
they're going to try to get it back to get all that tamarisk out there. So
where's that site at?
So if you took, what is it, St. Thomas Road, is that the road, that the big road before you?
So it's up on top of the, St. Thomas doesn't really.
No, it's too far.
You went down the river.
Yeah,
Long Bottom?
Yeah, but if we're coming in, big kind of paved road. Once you pass the Monument Mount, what's the name of it? I forget the name of it. Fisherman's Cove Road.
Oh, Fisherman's Cove, okay.
Yeah. You go down Fisherman's Cove, it takes you down to that part of the river, and I guess you head further down.
Okay.
And then so it's going to be a big site.
With how low the lake is, that's a lot bigger site than it used to be.
So, if you hear why there's equipment or something going down, bigger equipment or something.
Taking out tamarisk.
To do with that project. So, the next time I come down, make sure I have like a handout.
Maybe give us a map so we can kind of see where they're taking it out. Just be curious.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite a project. So, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No problem.
Thank you. So.
No, my public comment was just to thank these three gentlemen who stepped up and put their applications in so that we could have a town board. So thank you to Chad and everybody and Casey and Ren.
Happy to help.
And thanks, Brian, for putting yours in again. He's our veteran.
So I always suck at the stage for a long time.
Dwayne Magoon had been the veteran, and he finally said,
done.
I've been here for 18 years plus. I don't know exactly, but Dwayne's done a good job, done a lot for the community, so that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, the only thing I saw here, maybe this should have been an agenda item, says there were no comments by the public for the land use plan updates, there are no proposed changes. So.
Amen.
It's all good. Okay, then we will adjourn this meeting. Next meeting date is March 28th, if we have a meeting then, and we will adjourn.
Yeah. Thank you.